Summertime. It's June, but you wouldn't know it without a calendar to tell you the rain hasn't let up, spare for the week in May that I spent drunk in Green Park. Everyone keeps telling me that London summers are amazing, but I'm still waiting for the rain to stop. I think I'll be waiting for centuries. Perhaps the sun only comes out when the queen wants it to, but I will learn to breathe in water. At least the trees are green in Hampstead, and the bus stop is right outside my flat, Lynmouth Road. Once Brian and I got on the 149 to Shoreditch, the windows were sweating, too much water to see out the windows, so I asked him to wipe his side clean so I could see the gherkin in the distance down the high street, but he told me that was people breath. From too many people breathing in and out, condensation gathers and runs down the windows, people's breath. Human oxygen converted to carbon dioxide. I will learn to breathe in water, but for now I wipe off the human condensation with my sweater, since he won't, and watch Dalston out the window, people enjoying their summers in umbrellas and rain boots. They go to watch boats down at the Thames, thousands of boats that already know how to gurgle and breathe underwater with ease. They are jubilant, these people. Walking the streets, you can tell a true Londoner not by their accent or by their brand of rain boots, but by looking for their gills. I'm still waiting for mine to grow. Once I walked past James Smith and Son on New Oxford Street, home of the London umbrella, I couldn't believe a shop for only umbrellas, but now I understand. It is never going to be summer. And perhaps these people have been lying to me all along, but I will learn to breathe in water, to live in water, to stop worrying and love the water. I will get used to pulling up my sweater to wipe off people breath from bus windows. Once I watched a little girl draw a fish on the front window of the 205. She said he was at home in the rain, and they got off at Regent's Park to go to the zoo, so young, but she already knows about the water. Her gills are stronger than mine. She doesn't need an umbrella. I raised my sleeve to erase the fish only out of jealousy, but I will learn all the same. Until then, I will learn not to buy cheap umbrellas from the Primark near Marble Arch, or go there at all, really. Too many people always breathing down your back, and down your front, and down your sides. But they always double-bag my stuff when it's raining, so I can't complain. Even the checkout clerk swears the sun will come. She says it will happen soon enough, but I'm still waiting. And I've forgotten how the sun looks, like someone from high school that you can't quite remember. I've forgotten what the warmth of a sweltering Texas summer feels like on my freckled shoulders and belly. But I will learn to breathe in water. Yes, I will learn.